Hello, Red Hawks, and welcome to another episode of Music Notes. This is Morgan.
And this is Abby. And today, we're going to be talking about some instrumental artists.
So basically, I'm sure y'all have heard of Mozart, Bach, Vivaldi, and Beethoven. So today, we're going to be chatting about some more current instrumental artists we'll think you'll enjoy.
So, what comes to your mind when you think of instrumental artists?
So, like, the first thing that came to my mind was, like, the Disney soundtrack, because those are, like, so monumental. Like, you remember those because those are the ones you listen to when you're a little kid. Mm-hmm. Like, any famous movie soundtrack or, like, gaming soundtracks, maybe. When I think of, like, artists, I think of John Williams. He did the, like, Star Wars soundtrack as well as the Jurassic Park soundtrack. And that's, like, one of my favorite soundtracks for sure is the Jurassic Park. It's just... like, you think of dinosaurs when you listen to it. But it's really good. It's really good. And so, and then also Hans Zimmer, he composed The Gladiator. And I remember when I used to be in orchestra, I think the top orchestra, that's what they played. They played The Gladiator.
Oh, it was wow. really, that's really so good. Cool.
Yeah, it was like the band, the orchestra, like all together. It was like,
oh, wow. So that really must good. Have been amazing.
Yeah. And so, before we talk about instrumental artists, let's talk about where you can find great quality instrumental music. Do you have any place where you find instrumental music or like a preferred app?
I kind of go, like, sometimes I'll be on SoundCloud or looking at just like underground artists that post or like random songs kind of, but a lot of the time I'll go on Spotify and I'll just look up like yoga playlist or something like that, something with that, because most yoga playlists or like playlists that are meant for focus or study or sleep or something don't have words, that way they don't kind of bring you off into thought. So what do you use?
I probably just use like YouTube because they have like those 1 hour things, or like Spotify because Spotify has like a bunch of like individualized like playlists and stuff for like different moods, and so lots of them have really good playlists for like studying and stuff, so I think that's a really good place to find instrumental music.
And I have a couple of friends that listen to instrumental music, and so then they've got like Spotify playlists that are completely full of no word music.
Non-lyrical music.
And I will just, like, go on their playlists, too, sometimes. Because that's a lot more convenient than searching on my own.
Oh, yeah, and it takes more time to, like, make your own playlists and stuff.
I remember when I was young, my parents would always play, like, background music.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I think about it, I can't remember if it was actually classical music or it was just, like, modern songs without words. Like covers, but I think it definitely impacted or influenced my taste in music today, because like I do prefer a lot of the music that has like stringed instruments, because I just find it so pretty rather than like brass instruments.
When I was younger, my parents, they instead of like background music, they would put like classical music in. I don't know if you know the Piano Guys.
Oh my gosh,
I love them so much, because they don't do just covers of like normal classical songs, because I love those as well, but they also do like really modern songs, and then they not only do like a cover of it, but they also like turn their own twist to it. Like they use the instrument differently than you would.
And I feel like even when there's no words, I can still hear the words.
You know what I mean?
They just make it so well.
Especially when you hear it first with lyrics and then you hear it without. You like sing the lyrics.
Someone actually sing it. I have a friend who her parents would play Metallica when she was a baby for her. Heavy metal.
Oh my gosh, I never actually met anyone who's
So now her like, now she just really enjoys rock music. I feel like whatever your parents play for you as a kid kind of impacts that.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So going back to instrumental artists, what are some good artists that you can think of?
Like I said before, I think the soundtrack artists like John Williams and Hans Zimmer are really good. To be honest, I don't really look at the names. I just like play the song and I'm like, oh, that's really, really good. What was the one I was talking about? Piano Guys is really good. There was one artist who had piano covers of like all the BTS songs. And that's really, really good. I think it's called BTS Instrumental. It's something really easy like that. And that one's really good. There's like a jazz lofi hip hop channel on YouTube. It's really good.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I know last time we've mentioned like Waitlist by Marconi Union. And like I looked at the rest of their songs and it's pretty legit. Like they are very calming songs.
Oh, you actually like this?
Like I listened. Oh. I was like, man, I feel 60% more relaxer. I don't know really what the statistics were, but it's like, so I definitely would recommend them if you're feeling overwhelmed.
If you guys are stressed, which you probably are, go listen to that.
And I think that if you're trying to listen to instrumental music for the first time, you should start, and you're like trying to get into it, start with like covers, and then maybe you can like listen to like jazz or classical music, because then like there aren't really words you can sing along with, but if you're trying to get into it, then like covers are a good way to start.
Yeah, I agree. Don't like jump into the complex, you know, instrumental, because it can like sometimes scare you. You're like, what is this, you know? But if you can, you want to. But I really like some is just more simpler, like just the music without words. And then some of it is like a complete masterpiece. And it's just really complex, like classical. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Music Notes. This has been Morgan and Abby.
Till next time.